Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. School resource officers on Tuesday arrested a Whiteville woman on assault charges at Central Middle School. According to the sheriff's report, Kenya McMillan, age 40, and a juvenile faces charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault. The victim in the case was 12 years old. We have reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. Sheriff's deputies arrested a Loras woman on attempted murder charges after she allegedly shot a woman in Tabor City. Yvette Crystal Bellamy, age 49, was held under no bond charged with discharging a firearm in the city and attempted murder. She allegedly fired multiple rounds at Cecilia Victoria Graham on September 11th. No injuries were reported. An Elizabethtown woman is being held under a $1 million bond after allegedly stabbing her husband to death. The Bladen County Sheriff's Office reported that Syasia Crum, age 21, was charged with murdering Micah McCoy in their McLean Road home. A motive for the killing was not released. A Lake Waccamaw man has been arrested on child sex charges from Wake County. Justin Tyler Riddle, age 31, is being held under a $250,000 secured bond facing charges of first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor and soliciting a child by computer. Two suspects are in custody on a laundry list of charges after a three-county chase that began in Chadburn. Christopher Stephen Deaver, age 35, and Haley Nicole Pittman, age 29, were jailed Monday afternoon after a three-county, 122-mile-per-hour chase. Both suspects had multiple outstanding warrants. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Lake Waccamaw commissioners on Tuesday approved a bid for six sewer improvements. The sewer project is aimed at protecting the lake's environment and supporting growth. The wastewater systems project will reduce spills from the system, parts of which are 50 years old. You can watch Tuesday's town board meeting on our website and at ColumbusCountyTV.com. Lake Waccamaw disconnected a portion of the town's water service for repairs on Wednesday. The affected areas are from 2310 Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores, including Wooded Acres. Those customers will be under a boil water notice until Friday afternoon. Columbus County Commissioners will meet with developers of the Coleman Track on October 6 for a workshop. Planning Director Kelsey Hammond said the meeting will allow commissioners to ask questions about the planned development before it's presented for a vote. The Coleman Track would bring 190 homes to the Dolphin area if approved. Building lots served by public water and sewer will now have to be significantly larger after a vote by the County Commissioners on Monday. Minimum lot sizes were increased from 15,000 square feet to 21,000 square feet as part of the board's efforts to control growth in the county. The text amendment does not apply to individual homes, but only to subdivisions and planned unit developments using shared or public water and sewer. The measure was passed unanimously. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology, 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park on September 27th. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more information. The City of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. The options are Freedom Park, Unity Park, Downtown Gathering Grounds, Heart of Whiteville, Vineland Park, Lewis Smith Park, and Madison Street Park. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale on October 7th. Plates are just $12. You can see any member of the church to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting. It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!